Good morning. It is July 20th, 2016. The time is 06:17 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Wednesday morning. First cup of coffee here out on the back stone porch. And I hear the robins chirping. And my gaze over there on the cornfield, the fog is receding back up into the hill. There goes a robin flying by. Robins are pretty active around the old homestead here. I'm looking out on a freshly, tightly cut lawn that I did yesterday. Looks pretty nice. Almost makes you feel like you want to break out a putter and hit a few of those little white golf balls. But I'm not here to talk about golf. I'm here to talk about that app. And I'm surprised I haven't really talked about it at all. And I don't use it. I don't Snapchat. No, I don't. I don't Snapchat. And I guess with the craze with this latest app that came out 2 weeks ago today, the Pokemon Go app, which I do use. I'll admit it. I have used it. I don't go bonkers about it. I think all the Pokemon that I've caught on my LG Android track phone have been right around the house here. They're all sitting at the computer desk or on the couch in the living room. We do. So that's an interesting app. But the Snapchat, I just don't Snapchat. I know people that do Snapchat. My daughter, she Snapchats. I don't know what the big, if there still is a big craze, because I guess the latest is the older generation, the moms and dads are starting to use it. So the younger generation, I guess it was the millennials that got it all started here. I think it's been out for 4 years now. I had to look this up, 2011. And so it's over 4 years, actually. It was September 2011 that when it came out. And I don't know. It just, I've heard of it. And it's just like, I don't know. I never really downloaded the app or looked at it. And I think it's because I felt if I needed to post a picture on Twitter or all the other social media platforms I am on that accept pictures, I would go ahead and post it. But there's something about Snapchat that I think the one thing I don't really care for it right off the bat, not having used it, is your pictures go away. I guess you can save them now, but that was the novelty and stuff like that, that they would disappear after so much time and only the people that you follow and all that could see it. So that was its uniqueness. Other than that, I found it no different than Pinterest and Instagram. Now, I'm using Instagram, not that much. I think I post a picture or two, but it's interesting the people that I do follow over on that picture platform, and that's what Snapchat is, basically, is a picture platform. But on Instagram, there's some good photographs here, and a photograph is a thousand words, basically, in a sense. But I guess you snap and you say something to the snap. You have some, you know, a little audio attached to it or something like that. I know my daughter Snapchat me a couple times. I think it was when I won the Surface 3. She did a couple pictures of me when I first got the Surface 3 that I won in a cereal box. So I have been in a Snapchat, but I just don't use it. I've seen the pictures, but I guess the thing with Snapchat is they got this bit emoji can interface with it where you can customize some emojis. So the emojis are coming to the forefront here very strong in a sense that you can put them and integrate them with that particular application. It's not enough to entice me to use the app, though, which brings me back to the Pokemon. What is it about Pokemon that makes me want to utilize it, because I have never, probably in the 19 years that I have had the used the track phone, but well, let's see, we've been here 19 years, so about, it's 17, 18 years I've been using the track phone product, which I think feels a good, it's a pay-as-you-go phone, it's a great phone. I'm not camped out on it or anything like that, and I've talked about it here on audio and other things like that. I even snapped some pictures and posted them up on the Twitter there, but I've never used the aspect of it with the location GPS feature that's tied to every phone now. But I guess to use the Pokemon Go, you have to have that feature on, or else you can't use the maps, and it defeats the purpose. You can't use the game, basically. That's what it comes down to, or the game application. So I'm using that, and I know I've heard, okay, you know, you use this app, you're giving up information. Look at how many freaking apps are out there that people can garnish information from if they want to and stuff. But if they want to, my life is so freaking boring. It's not funny to say that jokingly. No, I have a real good life. I'm very blessed with a wife that. This will be our 30th year that we've been married. I got two beautiful children that, though they don't think the same way or have some of the same views that I have, I love them just the same, and they're great. They're independent thinkers, and I guess in that sense, but my son doesn't Snapchat, but my daughter does. So I don't know if there's anything there, but now my son, he's a walking Pokemon encyclopedia, and he's ended up upgrading his phone so he can play the Pokemon app. So, you know, it's funny that certain apps will drive you to do certain things, just like back when Blab came out a year ago, the beta live streaming program there. I ended up, after probably several weeks on it, it motivated me to go out and buy a better microphone, because I had this old chintzy boom mic, plastic boom mic you got with the computer that never worked. If it did work with the sound, your sound was very tinny. So I upgraded to a new microphone, which I did an audio on that, I believe, and there was a picture attached to it. So, you know. Is this program formerly known as Audio Boo sort of the forefront of Snapchat, that somebody looked at it and along with Pinterest and Instagram and came up with the Snapchat there, the developers there over 4 years ago? Who knows what evolves and stuff like that. But I just don't Snapchat. And I know it's integrated. I've seen the logo during the NBA finals there, the playoffs and the finals. They had the little ghost oak yellow icon there along with all the other social media networks that they say they utilize. So it's got enough traction to where it... and I think there's even some mainstream media that use it in a sense. And brands... I've seen a few brands, but I don't know. It's just it's 4 years now, over 4 years. It's still around, and I guess I'm talking about it because I saw the bit emoji thing come up yesterday. So, but the bottom line is, I don't see myself anytime soon or anytime in the near future using Snapchat. So I just don't Snapchat. So I'm going to enjoy my coffee here. We got a temperature about 50 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 10 degrees centigrade. Yes, I did do the math as I'm ending this audio here on the back porch and finish my coffee. So you all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.